Let the games begin. I knew I was getting ready to do a quantum shift back 3 or 4 months ago. I knew it was going to happen, and I knew I needed to get rid of all fake realities, all of them. I knew I had to get rid of all fake realities. And it is what it is. I had to do it. Now, are there going to be repercussions? To be determined. To be determined. Is it painful? Was it painful? Well, I got me a ruler, and every time I get a painful thought or feeling, I hit my hand with the ruler and remind myself it's not even real pain. It's fake pain. It's attachment to something that wasn't real. You got to do this, people. You got to do this. You got to do it, especially if you really want to heal from narcissistic abuse. Fake reality abuse. It could be the fake reality you created in your own mind. If you really want to heal from that, you have got to do something to make those thoughts go away. Whether it's shock treatment, taking a ruler and hitting your hand every time you have a bad thought, whether it's whatever it is, whatever kind of treatment. But it don't need to be drugs. It needs to be a spanking. You know, I thought about this today. I thought, you know, all I need to do. So when you were a child, your mama would spank you, right? If you said something wrong or thought something wrong and then said it, your mama might smack you on the behind. It wouldn't hurt. Go get me a switch out of off that tree. Why? I'm going to give you a spanking. And it wouldn't hurt. I mean, it didn't really hurt. It was just the thought of somebody spanking you, you know. That's what scared you. But once you hit a certain age, here's what's weird about it. Even when you were younger, you hit a certain age and you started to be more obedient than even your parents. You started to do what's right and you watched your parents do what was wrong. And you're like, weird. I'm still under their roof and they're doing wrong, which I would never do. And they spanked me and now I'm rebuking them. Because you say, why are you? And they get mad at you. They were rebuking you as a child and then they stayed in that loop and you grew up and you started rebuking them. Especially once you got saved, you tried to say, look, and they didn't hear you. A prophet's not known in his own hometown, right? A prophet's not known in his own hometown. Why? Because if you're being pulled up by the Holy Spirit, they only know you according to the natural. They don't see the spiritual side. And they never will until they get born again. And then if they don't grow, they might not then either. It is what it is. You either suffer for Christ. Yeah, but I wanna have that connection. I really miss that person and I really wanna have that connection. Was it trouble? Yeah. If you go back, will it be trouble? Yeah. Why do you miss it then? Why do you miss it? I know that movie called Lucy was actually a New Age type indoctrination, but apply it spiritually, biblically. And think about Lucy. So Lucy in that movie, she was rising up in her spirit, right? Her thought, spirit, whatever. And that policeman, she realized that she was doing something to catch the criminals, and so he got on her side, and she said, "Let's drive." He said, "You don't need me." He said, let's get in the car and go. I'll let you drive and I'll be in the passenger seat. He said, you don't need me. I mean, she said to him, you don't need me. No, he said to her, you don't need me. Because she had risen up to a level where she probably didn't even need a car. She could probably just not think herself there. And she said, I think she gave him a kiss and said, you remind me of the old or the past or whatever. But even then, because she still hung on to the past a little bit longer, eventually she just evaporated off the scene. And that's what's happening spiritually. You're rising up spiritually and you are evaporating off the scene of what? The flesh programs. And those flesh programs that you destroyed that were not even real, by the grace of God and by the Spirit of God, and you were not afraid to face off with them. Most people are living in some kind of fear. I mean, when I went through that pain of that, when I took that nicotine gum, I took a 4 milligram nicotine gum because I had those long symptoms from the pandemic that I thought, I didn't know I had them. But because I didn't go to the doctor, I didn't even know I had it. And so I took that gum and boom, it went away. But the first time I just barely tried it, you know, it was like on a Friday. I chewed a little bit and spit it out. And I thought, well, I'm breathing better. I feel better. Everything seemed to be better. And then Sunday, I said, let me try it again just to make sure there's nothing. Because I was feeling good. I said, make sure there's nothing left attached to the lungs. So I chewed that gum and I said, let me take an extra dose. And so as soon as I took that gum, and when that nicotine hit my system for like 4 hours, I couldn't get any relief. And so it was strong medicine. So recently I knew I needed to take some strong medicine about a fake reality bubble, and I wanted to push things to the hill, push to the other side. And that pain to let go of something when it comes to a fake reality relationship, to finally say, okay, this is what I thought. It wasn't real. So those memories that I had of this situation, that person wasn't even real. It was all fake. And so I had to push myself, just like that nicotine gum, and feel the pain. I mean, it was rough. I thought I was going to die. And yesterday I thought I was going to die from a different, not any kind of drug, but just saying I'm done with something. I'm done. And it's like, hallelujah. I knew it would be painful, but to get to the other side, you've got to face off with it. Is it real? Is it fake? And then what happens is, a lot of times it's a fractal. So you look back at your first girlfriend or your wife or whatever, and you realize they didn't love you. They didn't know you. They didn't love you. That person don't even exist. They couldn't rise up with you because they're stuck in the loop. They're stuck in time. They can't see the fractal hologram. They'll never see it. They can't see their own junk. They can only project it onto you. They project their junk onto you. That's sad. It's sick. We've all been there. We've all done it at times. But this is the way they live. The reason they can't look and admit they did it, because the insecurities are so deep and so painful that they have to project that image. It's a narcissistic system. So there's a lot of narcissistic programs. And so that image that they want to put out there to catch you, I want to get this man, I want to marry this man, but all the programs inside her were insecurity and fear and doubt, and even, why'd you look at me wrong? Slamming doors if I'm trying to sleep because I worked 12 hours, slamming doors because she can't be by herself? Program, program. And then when you call her out on it, they want to hate you. They want to kill you. They got to leave because you can see through them. And they're not used to the demon. There's like a demon block. There's this demon program that won't let them look at themselves. They have to project it out. It's a demon. It's a daemon. It's a flesh, AI, flesh, mind, daemon program. And they can never admit wrong. You will even go to the court and the judge will say, you are delusional. He don't owe you a dime. As a matter of fact, you probably owe him money. And my lawyer said, you want, I can give you $200 a month. And I said, nah, it'll be all right. She got to take care of me. I don't need her money. I don't want to be connected to her anymore. I don't want to have any kind of connection. My lawyer told me that. She's in another state. Well, we're going to court. You can actually get $200 a month from her. I said, nah, I don't care about that. That's just another connection to the old demonic program that she's running in. She don't even know she's a demon. She thinks because she went and raised in church that she's saved, but she's just running on demon programs.